professor Dwalem Kwena het sy bevindinge aangebied na aanleiding van 'n ondersoek na die behandeling komplikasies en sterftes van pasiënte by twee Noord-Kaapse gesondheidsfasiliteite. Mkwena sê swak infrastruktuur, onvoldoende toerusting en wanbestuur het 'n rol gespeel in die twee sterftes by die Noord-Kaapse Geestesgesondheidshospitaal. Die voorval het plaasgevind terwyl die Noord-Kaapse Gesondheidshospitaal 'n kragtekort weens kabeldiefstal ervaar het.
The patients in the mental hospital suffered extreme cold exposure during the July peak of the winter's cold. One of them died from hypothermia and another developed multilobar pneumonia, while the third one possibly developed intracranial coagulation and stroke.
En nog nies uit die buiteland, Russiese owerhede het 'n noodtoestand in die noordelike Kuril-eilande aangekondig na die tsunami wat veroorsaak is deur die massiewe aardbewing van 8,8. Die aardbewing het tot tsunami-waarskuwings en ontruimings in kusgebiede gelei, insluitend die Filippyne, Indonesië en Japan. 'N tsunami-waarskuwing is vir die Weskus van Amerika ook uitgereik, die gouverneur van Hawaii, Josh Green.
You can expect a tsunami wave to hit the state and it will not just hit one beach. It will wrap around the islands very likely, therefore causing a wave in Hilo, in Kona, in Kauai, and on Maui. You have to be safe and please do not come back out until we give you the all clear.
Ek is Chanel September terug met meer nuus in Engels om 1:00.
Yeah, that was the biggie this morning, eh? What? An 8.8 near Kamchatka in Russia. And Japan, of course, they were the first to go. Okay, well, let's hit the tsunami warning. I mean, what? Man, oh man, it's an ongelooflijke ding. We're just watching the Fukushima movie at the moment. Whoa, that was absolutely terrifying. We don't get things like that in Mzansi. Can we just have a whoop whoop?
Yay!
Yay! Oh, yay! 8.8 on the Richter scale. That's an ongelooflijke story. On a happier note, but still staying with the water, 4 years ago today, I'm so happy to tell you about this one. Feels like yesterday. There was a charming woman, charmed everybody in the competition, went on to win gold at the Tokyo Olympics with victory in the 200-meter breaststroke final, set a new world record in the process, adding to her silver medal in the 100 meters breaststroke final. 4 years ago today, Tatiana Schoonmaker, you beauty.
Woohoo!
Hey. Also, here's something that might actually have a little bit more relevance for us in South Africa than, well, tsunamis. The largest power outage in history happened 13 years ago today when India's entire power grid failed. It was a domino effect. It collapsed in Delhi and parts of the main areas, and then it just led to everything shutting down. Over 620 million people without power for 48 hours. That's right about, at the time, it was about 10% of the world's population.
That's insane. So glad it hasn't happened here.
Yay! Well, yeah, we've tried. We tried really hard.
But it didn't.
Viva us! And viva the hits!
Give it up for 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop. Non-stop.
Turn your radio up.
On Jacaranda FM.
My face above the water. My feet can't touch the ground. Touch the ground and it feels like I can see the sands on the horizon every time you are not around. Slowly drifting.